Wow, that's a significant difference. That's a really great example. We worried about that with the app of putting a device in front of the associate and the customer. Like, what would the impact be? Would that diminish the customer experience or would that make it better? And I benchmarked with my colleague at Walmart, and their mobile learning initiative failed pretty miserably because they didn't do the work to figure out how they could integrate it into the workflow, right, and not diminish the customer experience. It's also a little bit of a different model. There's more consultation at a Home Depot. I mean, we've literally had people carrying their sinks, you know, with broken stuff on it. Or if you sell somebody something, you could burn their house down. So, you know, it's a little bit more of a different type of consultation. But we found that it didn't, folks are okay. Customers are okay with technology being a part of that experience, but there's kind of a cutoff. If it takes too long, or it looks like this person does, well, one, they don't know the answer, so that's a little bit of a challenge when you have an associate that has no idea. It's okay for the customer, you know, from the customer's perspective, if they're using technology to help them, but if it takes a few minutes, then they're looking around for someone, you know what I mean? So there's a little bit of that customer journey you got to figure out. That's a significant reduction in time, right? To let the customer get what they need first and then move on to the next one or whatever. It's great. Good case study.